Well, it's always a big game when it's a division team, you know. And besides last year, the previous years before last year, they were the team to beat. And, you know, they like, you know, some consider them the team to beat this year. But, you know, we want to throw our hat in them and we want to become the team to beat. You know, the first step is to beating them and then going from there. So we're going to try to go, we're going to try to come and get a big win for us and go into the bye week with some momentum.
You're getting Champ back. That's a big boost for your defense. Talk about what it means to have him back on the field as a leader and a player.
You can't really explain it. You know, he's a great player. He's a great leader. He leads by example, and he's one of those guys that, you know, makes very few mistakes. And, you know, he's a great guy to have out there. So, you know, it means a lot to us, and having everybody back means a lot.
Dr. Here a little late, Robert. Can you just talk about, I mean, everyone talked last week, hey, Green Bay, that's a good measuring stick. But this is the team who's won the division against you. This is the team
that... Well, actually, Kansas City won it last year.
Right. That's right. I forgot that. But the divisional game.
Yeah, it's a big division game. You know, every division game is you know, a big game for us. And it's a team that, besides last year, you know, they've been the team to beat. And we want to be the team to beat. So, you know, we know it's going to start with this game and then the game after that. So, Chargers is the next team on schedule. And all we're focusing on is being 2-3 after the game.
You guys seem to do a good job of win or loss being kind of the same mood in the locker room. Is that hard to do?
I think we're a team that, you know, believes in ourselves. You know, we know if we don't make mistakes and we don't give up, you know, do silly things, then we think we could be a good team. And, you know, last week is last week, and the last four games are the last four games. You know, we're still confident. We still believe in ourselves, and we're going to keep fighting and keep pushing, and we're going to try to win.
When you look at San Diego, what is it that stands out about them that makes them look good?
I mean, started the quarterback. I mean, he's a great player. You know, he's one of the most accurate passes in the game, and, you know, they get big plays, and, you know, they run the ball fairly really well. You know, they got tough guys on the offensive line. So they're a good team. They're a big challenge, you know, and, you know, we think we're up for them. We're going to try to win this game.
For the D-line, what is this defense missed without having Marcus Thomas out in the last month and a half?
It means a lot. Marcus is a great player. You know, he's a guy that always gives 110. You know, we'll be happy whenever we get them back, whenever that is. But, you know, we're happy to get everybody back. The more guys we got out there contributing and busting it behind to make plays, you know, the better. So we just want to get everybody healthy.
With him going full today, you think looks good? It hopefully looks good for him being back sooner?
I don't know. Yeah. You know, I was focusing on what I had to do to get better. You know, I wasn't really paying attention to his progress. You know, that's for the trainers and for him to do. But, you know, I got confidence in him that when he is ready, he'll be out there giving 110%.